Hey, potential podcast listeners. If you think you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, then our sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. You can talk to your therapist in a private, safe, online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise with BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
All you do is simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in just under 48 hours. After that, you can schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
Join the over 3 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Our listeners will get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/potential. That's betterhelp.com/potential.
Once again, that's 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/potential. Take charge of your mental health with BetterHelp. And remember, know your potential.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Chris Dewar. I'm joined by my co-host and fellow superhero, Taylor Sokol. Today, we're reviewing the second season of the adult animated superhero television series, Invincible. This was created by Robert Kirkman for Amazon Prime Video. And, of course, based on the comic book series of the same name he co-created with Corey Walker and Ryan Otley. So, yeah, we really enjoyed season one of Invincible when it came out and been eagerly waiting for second season. Now, that was back in 2021, so it's has been a few years, since that came out. So it did take a little bit of time to kind of re-enter this world of what really happened, who are these characters? Oh, yes, I remember now. So we were excited to get into season two and kind of see where the show is going to be going. As of us recording this now, it has been picked up for seasons 4 and 5. So we already had season 2 and 3, and it's going to get 2 more. So we have quite a journey to go with our characters here. But this was a second season, pivotal to see what happens. We'll be talking a few spoilers here, so here's your warning.
Spoiler warning!
And if you don't heed that warning, you may be beat to a bloody pulp, as yes, the show often does. So, Taylor, kind of give us a brief synopsis of where we left off in Invincible Season 1 and going into Season 2.
So, Season 1, we had Mark Grayson, young high school kid who's the son of a superhero, Omni-Man, and he finally gets his powers and he wants to live up to the legacy of his father. But we find out that his father is not so benevolent, and he, spoiler alert, he actually comes from a conquering race of people called the Viltrumites, and he was sent to conquer Earth, not be its savior. So he had killed all the superheroes, and a new group is formed. It ends in a climactic battle with him and his father, where he pretty much almost kills his son. And in a moment of he changes his mind and Omni-Man leaves. And that's what we're kind of left with. So season two, the main premise of this season is exploring life decisions and the cost of our decisions. And what does it mean to be a hero? Everyone's kind of like finding your place in the world. There's so much going on with the season. We've explored different realities, multiverse. But I think the biggest part that I think with a lot of the characters like Mark and Eve and all these, that, what does it mean truly to be a hero? And how do you balance that life of, can I have a life and be a hero? And whatnot. So I think that was, really great.
Yeah, because that's always been, I think, an important thing with superhero genre is how do you have like a normal life while also having these extreme powers and having to take out people? And as often is the case in so many superhero stories, trying to hide your identity so that people that you know and loved ones don't get hurt. And what happens if the whole world does kind of find out your secret and know, you know, what's happening? So I thought that was an important arc throughout this whole season, was that, you know, we're coming off the aftermath of Omni-Man kind of killing many, many people and leaving Mark and his mom behind, and the trauma of that, of, you know, as so often in not just superhero stories, in so many stories of like, you look up to your father for so long and then you see this dark side about him and then you don't want to become him, because throughout the season, Mark does have these kind of moments where he slips into aggressive anger, and, you know, he's told so often throughout the, you know, time, you're not your father. You're not gonna, you know, and it's like, well, maybe there is a part of me that always will have that. And that's, you know, again, with the whole like Viltrum side to him, where he does have the strength, but he does have the human side too. So like, he does have more of an emotional, you know, connection to like his mom and, you know, his friends and his girlfriend. We are introduced to, it was interesting the way they kind of do it sometimes in the show, where it's like, it's almost brought up like it's like, oh, this is going to be the main kind of plot of the whole season. And then it's not really. We're introduced to Angstrom Levy, who's voiced by Sterling K. Brown, right at the beginning of the first episode, as if there's an alternate Omni-Man and Mark's working with Omni-Man, which was like, wait, we just left off them fighting and Omni-Man went off into space. How are they now like a duo? Realize this is an alternate reality. So there's multiple, it's like a multiverse in the series as well. And this guy has found one of the Angstrom Levies has a way to basically make portals to different multiverse locations. And he's been collecting Angstroms to try to kind of take over the universe. And then they kind of leave that for like a lot of the season. And
yeah, you forget it was a big plot point in the beginning.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we have those twins that are like the big kind of monster twins that popped up from, you know, first season. They at one point come in and like he starts having a bunch of them, you know, come up from different universes, and Mark ends up breaking this machine, and that actually causes this kind of like electric damage to him. And so he actually has this huge kind of like very creepy kind of like his brain kind of explodes in a way.
And basically he melds with all the levies of the universes. So he has like all their memories and whatnot. And so he kind of turns a little cuckoo.
A little mad there. That was like interesting that like, I was like, oh, this is going to be a big plot point. And he comes in at the tail end of the season really, and really does some damage. I mean, he breaks his mom's arm, and you know, he does get defeated, but I really thought he was going to be more of a bigger presence throughout the season.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's a strength and a weakness of the show, is that because it is a comic book series and there's so many characters and so much going on, it is kind of like different stories we're seeing in each episode. And there's a couple overarching things, like obviously a big overarching plot is the whole Viltrum situation. We have Viltrum soldiers coming now to try to find Mark to be like, hey, should we bring him along? You know, is he worthy of now taking Omni-Man's place to prepare Earth for the invasion? And obviously that doesn't sit well with Mark going into space and everything. And then you have like a whole side plot too with our, you know, we have our Guardian team and everything. You have
Guardians like of the Globe.
The Guardians of the Globe. We have these lizard. We have like the lizard tribe that comes in. And they have like a couple battles with some of them. And then you also have Seth Rogen's character of Alan, who has like his own little kind of arc going on. It's like there's kind of multiple arcs going on. But really the big one, I guess you could say, is like, yes, Viltrum has captured Omni-Man, who was living on this one planet. For, you know, the time that, you know, it's been a while since he's seen Earth and his son. And these people who are, they look like bugs, basically, bring Mark to this planet. And, you know, he's trying to, like, convince his son that, like, look, I know I made mistakes, but, like, I'm Viltrum. I shouldn't have these emotions. I shouldn't have this connection to, he's like, you know, I miss my wife. And, mm-hmm. but he ends up having a son with one of these, you know, bug people who is purple. So this is, like, so much information for Mark to handle. It's like he hates his father so much for what he's done. But now he has a little brother, and these Viltrum soldiers show up and they take Omni-Man away. And the whole thing is because of his, you know, him leaving his post and everything, he's going to be executed basically. But at least they're like, you don't just get executed in a weak state. You need to be at your peak performance to be executed.
Yeah. It's an interesting.
They're so about strength and, you know, yeah. honor and everything. So then that also brings up that point of, like, is Mark willing to go save his father? Like, is he willing? Because these Viltrum are extremely strong. And, you know, Mark gets beat up once again. I mean, the fight was pretty epic, though. I mean, especially when Omni-Man, that one chick, he, like, broke her mouth open with, like, his elbow.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Mark does get some licks in, which is, I mean, Mark is very strong, you know, he still, but he takes a beating almost every episode, I swear. It's like,
well, and it's like, man, he heals fast, but, and I yeah. think that's where it is the weakest, strongest point with the Engstrom Levy. And we talk about him dealing with his, you know, I'm a Viltrum, but I don't want to be my father. But this is a really interesting arc because it kind of, like, brings us back. And there's a little reference to Spider-Man in this one, which is great. But in the comics of Spider-Man, you find out, and I've been reading this a lot lately, is Spider-Man actually is super strong, but he holds back. And then the kind of the tail end of the season, Mark literally, like, unleashes. And he's like, holy shit, this is my strength. So you realize this whole time he's been holding back
mm-hmm.
because he's like, I don't want to, but he's like, he's capable of far superior strength. And that's what's really interesting. Like, okay, I can do this, but if I go that far, can I come back and can I still be me? And, you know, he's trying to deal with still having a relationship with his girlfriend, Amber. And I do love the stuff with his mother too. Because I think it's such a challenge. Like the fact that she has no power. She's weak. She's like, you know, I'm literally powerless. I can't do anything. My husband's not who he says it was, you know, everyone's looking at me weird, you know? So it's just very, for an animated show, I'm impressed of how, like, palpable and powerful.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, props to, again, Steven Yeun, Sandra Oh, J.K. Simmons, you know, are like some of the biggest heart and soul of this story. It's just really, and again, some of my favorite characters, again, props to Cecil, you know, Walton Goggins, man.
Yeah, he's in heaven right now.
Yeah, he's taking over Amazon Prime for sure.
Damn, I love Jason Mantzoukas is great in this.
Explode.
He gets a lot in this, especially fighting the lizard people. I mean, at one point, he gets a bullet lodged in his brain because he's shot. Yeah. And he's like, you tried to shoot me in the head. And he's got, like, blood literally slicing from his head. And he goes and kills this guy. I mean, the blood and the gore, they really went up a notch. But yeah, there is a lot of heart to this show, and I think that's the strength of the show, is that even though it's not always a consistent storyline, and obviously there's a lot of threads that are going to play off in the third season, even with Omni-Man and, you know, Alan, who's the alien, he has now some Viltrum stuff in him, so he's, you know, basically, if a Viltrum person punches him, he doesn't feel it now, so, like, he's going to be a huge ally as well, and he's going to help Omni-Man escape, and even, yeah, like, the mom, like, even for all her hatred of her husband, she sees this innocent child that is not of her own, is this alien species, and she basically takes it under her wing to, like, raise this child. And even Mark being like, I may hate my dad, but I love that I have a brother. And, you know, there's just a lot of those kind of factors that are, like, it's really sweet to see, even when you have these moments where, like, yeah, Mark, that whole last scene or section when Engstrom is trying to basically kill his brother and his mom, and Mark finally getting the upper hand to take him out. I mean, he beats him to a bloody lake, basically. Like,
yeah,
he is so dead, and just he's covered in blood, and then he starts to lose it. He's like, oh my gosh, you know. So I'm so impressed with how the show handles so many different factors. The animation's great.
Mm-hmm.
These are fun episodes to watch. It's a lot, and I'm just so intrigued to like where it's gonna go, because I don't, you know, I've never read this comic book.
Neither have I.
So
yeah.
the fact that we have three more seasons at this point, and that may not even be it, but like three more to look forward to, is pretty exciting. Now, of course, is it gonna take 3 years every time to get a season? Because
hopefully not. Yeah.
You know, it's like, is your son gonna be nine by the time season five comes out? You know, it's kind of like, whoa. So we'll see what happens. But again, Invincible, enjoy the show. I'm going to give season two a 9 out of 10. I think it's a great show, and it's tackling a lot of stuff for one little cartoon about animated superheroes. So 9 out of 10 for me.
9 out of 10 for me too. And you can check out season one and two and the spinoff Adam Eve episode on Amazon Prime. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to The Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at The Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerdom. And remember,
know your potential.